From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Wit, August 30th. Seven things made me laugh out loud at my desk. We'll start with the worst one. Let's get into it. First, from the hard times. Nation collectively agrees spelling Yanop is right, not worth the Google. Over the weekend, a wave of texts, emails, and DMs all settled on the same shortcut. They didn't bother to Google the proper spelling of Milo Yiannopoulos, the far-right commentator who was hauled in by ICE. The name turned into a grab bag of phonetic guesses. Yiannopoulos. Yiannopoulos, Yiannopoulos, because the effort to get it right felt like a waste of time. Even the self-appointed grammar police joined the lazy chorus. One friend, Arthur Belt, tried to correct a buddy, then abandoned the effort in favor of re-watching an action series, muttering something about Alan with one N while the correct surname remained a mystery. The piece notes that Yiannopoulos built his platform on extremist rhetoric during the 2016 cycle, later fell out of favor after advocating for illegal relationships, and that the article itself still hasn't bothered to verify his name. Next, second, from the hard times. Sadie confirms driving 30 miles over the speed limit while smoking Marlboros and listening to Motorhead fucking rules. In a groundbreaking study, Clint McCluskey from Glasgow, Montana, has declared that driving 30 miles over the speed limit while chain-smoking Marlboros and blasting Motorhead is the ultimate way to live your best life. He's put this theory to the test over 15 years, claiming it's the key to happiness. His method? Revving up in his Trans-Am and cranking up tracks like Fast and Loose while ignoring all traffic laws. His friend Jeff, who witnessed Clint's reckless joyride, admitted that it made him feel trapped in his own mundane life. Meanwhile, behavioral specialists weighed in, cautioning that while this reckless abandon may feel empowering, moderation is key. They referenced similar studies where participants felt invincible after a few drinks and heavy metal. In the end, McCluskey's findings suggest that not only does this driving style rule, but scoring a date with the bartender after last call is the cherry on top of life's sundae. Up next, third, from the hard times. Opinion: the CIA torture playlist is actually pretty good. A writer stumbles upon a playlist originally used by the CIA for torture and finds it surprisingly enjoyable. Tracks like Click Click Boom and the Meow Mix jingle are juxtaposed in a way that makes them perfect for chores or workouts, rather than the grim purpose they were intended for. The author argues that this mix of late 90s alternative rock and nu metal is something everyone could appreciate, not just operatives with questionable ethics. They suggest that if critics like The Clue gave it a listen, they might reconsider their stance on the supposed psychological harm. Ultimately, the writer embraces the absurdity of the situation, asserting that the playlist is just good fun, regardless of its origins. That's comedy for August 30th. The rest of the day is improv. Tomorrow, we run it back. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.